Well, most of you guys know we just got back from vacation. It was a lovely vacation, if you want to know. We're very restful. I think I'm still kind of on Italy time. So it's like 9 in the morning. So if I start going like this, you have no excuse to fall asleep during sermons now. Or at least today you don't have to fall. You don't have an excuse. I have an excuse to fall asleep. I'll nod off. We've been going through we're ending tonight this series on David. And we've been going through and looking at the life of David, this biblical character, and the characters that surround his life. And throughout it, what we've seen, hopefully what you've seen, is that as you look at people like Saul and Samuel and Eli, and we get into Jonathan, and mostly David, as we've been studying, is that people are people. They carry wounds. They carry hurts and pains and losses. And God says, I got an answer for it. But it's not the answer necessarily you think or that you want or that you think you need. And I wrestled with this because this is the last of the sermon series that we're doing for David. We're going to start a new one next week. And we've been going through this life of David, and then we end on this story, this one, Bathsheba, adultery, sleeping around, impregnation, murder. Ellie, can you close those doors? Thank you. We're going to end this series on a story that is it is scandalous. It's all the way scandalous. And it would be great if I was like a normal pastor. I'm not normal in any way, but if I was a regular pastor, I would end the sermon series on how David is triumphant. On one of the passages in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, where he marches into Jerusalem and he's triumphant and he's the powerful king. But today we end when he's the broken king. He's a royal, no pun intended, screw up. He's messed it up big time. And I'm ending on this because I want us to see what God does with wounds and what God does with brokenness and what God does with your mistakes and my mistakes and the mistakes of others who hurt us. Because he's got a beautiful, beautiful plan for it. And he works beautiful, beautiful grace through it. As we've gone through the life of David in the book of 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, what you've seen, hopefully, is that God tends to work the exact opposite of the way you and I would. Does he not? He forgives in a way that you and I never would. How quick would you be to forgive David in this story? But God does. He chooses people. He picks people to lead in a way that you and I wouldn't. Remember back a few months ago, Samuel, not Eli. The little runt, not the venerated old priest. He saves people in a way that you and I probably would think is utterly silly. Send little David, the shepherd boy, out against the mighty chest-pumping Goliath as a substitute. The people would have been shocked. He protects people in a way that you and I wouldn't normally think of. Remember the story of Jonathan, David's lovely friend. What does Jonathan say? My life for yours. I deserve to be king, Jonathan says, almost. I'm the heir. He was. He says, I give it all up. You, my friend, you go. You're up. I'm down. I lose. You win. And through that, he protects David's very life. God is working, as I like to say, off the notes. He's working off melody. There's this movie, and by the way, I don't endorse this movie. I got to say this now. I have a disclaimer because every time I quote a movie, somebody says, well, I watched the movie. How dare you, you know, quantify or promote that movie? I'm not promoting the movie, just the line. Here's the line. There's this cool movie, Collateral, with Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, and they're sitting in a jazz club. I don't promote the movie, just the quote. They're sitting in a jazz club. And Tom Cruise is sitting there, and Jamie Foxx is a cab driver, and they're together at this jazz club, and they're listening to this Miles Davis song, Spanish Key, and the whole actual scene is sort of a private homage to Miles Davis in a certain way. And then as they're listening to the music, Jamie Foxx leans over and he says, I've never learned how to listen to jazz. I've never learned how to listen to this music. I've never learned how to listen to jazz. And Tom Cruise, because he's pretty cool in the movie, he's got a really cool line. And he says, jazz, it's found off melody, behind the notes, not what's expected, unpredictable. He says it's off melody. It's behind the notes. And actually, that's a... It's a quote that's wrongly attributed to Mr. Miles Davis himself. Miles actually said, it's not the notes you play, it's the notes you don't play that makes jazz. Do you see what he's saying? Jazz. Oh, jazz, baby. It's behind the melody. It's off notes. It's not what you predict, but it's beautiful. And it works. And you know, if you've heard Miles Davis or Coltrane or any jazz great, you know it works. And they're not playing on the notes all the time. See, every other music discipline, almost every other musical discipline, requires that you stay to meter, stay to time, stay the notes, play it as it is, on the paper. Jazz says, no, I'll go off of it. And it'll be four times as beautiful. And this is what God's doing in the life of David. He's going off melody. He's going behind the notes. And when he does it, he says, this is the way I work. Embrace it, because it's the way he's going to work in your life. And we see it today again. God takes this chosen man. God takes, remember, David is the powerful king now. He's older. And he's the one who says, it's a man after God's own heart. Isn't that nice? And yet, we get this story. Sordid, adultery, cheating, sin, wrong, murder, murder of a friend, murder of a close friend, lying, covering up. Oh, but you came to church today. That doesn't happen in church, does it? What God is doing is saying, I'll take David, who you raise up here, and I'll show you he's just like you, wounded and broken, and I will deal with the wounds, but I'll do it off melody. And I'll do it behind the notes in a way you never, ever, ever, ever thought. It's called grace. It's unfair. It's unpredictable. It doesn't seem just. But David gets it. And tonight you get it. When you see the life of David. Now, it's real easy, as I have to say this as a caveat. I know it's real easy to read this story, and I wrestled with this too, and to go, you know what, I've never committed adultery. So therefore, this is not applicable to me. Blah, 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 blah. Hit the brakes. If you were to say that this story is only about adultery, and you say, I never committed it,